You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
To Wire.
So, before we start, this is a timely opportunity to remind the 95BFM listenership that any and all discussions of international public health emergencies, including the current novel coronavirus, does not provide any excuse for racially charged and or xenophobic rhetoric directed towards any ethnicity or groups of people. It won't be tolerated on air, and we will waste no time reading or engaging with such feedback. And a reminder, if you are at all concerned, you are showing any symptoms, particularly if you traveled overseas in the last month, you are encouraged to seek medical advice and contact a doctor or helpline on 0800 611 116 for free. And if you're seeking further information on the current novel coronavirus, the World Health Organization is the most up-to-date and reputable source. Please think twice before engaging with, or worse, repeating information from disreputable sources. At best, this spreads ignorance, and at worst, it helps spread prejudice, panic, and possibly even contributes to the mismanagement of the health emergency itself. But now, around 2,700 Hong Kong medical workers started a five-day strike yesterday in protest of the government's response to the coronavirus outbreak. While the current measures in place included partially closing the land border with mainland China and suspending train services, unions demanded a full border closure to all arrivals from the mainland. Radio Television Hong Kong's Jimmy Choi reports.
Many medical workers turn up at various public hospitals across the city, not to go to work, but to make their voices heard. They chanted slogans and handed out leaflets, urging their colleagues and members of the public to support their cause. At Prince of Wales Hospital, more than 200 medical workers joined the queue to sign up for the strike. At Queen Elizabeth Hospital, medical staff wore white ribbons and put up stickers which say, "Full closure of the border." This nurse says she's sorry that the campaign is affecting patients, but she hopes the public understand that going on strike is a last resort.
First, I would like to apologize to make the patient wait for a long time for the operation. We really don't want to do that, but the government never take any action to stop the patient to coming to Hong Kong. So it's the last resort that we take this action. I hope Hong Kongers can understand what we are doing.
Dr. Lai Ching Lung says he won't take part in the strike, but he says he supports his colleague's action.
Because I'm a doctor, I don't want to be on strike. Okay, but I support them because if that is the only way for us to get the government to close the borders, I support them.
The Hospital Authority Employees Alliance, the union organising the strike, says more than 2,400 medical staff took part in day one of the campaign. Union leader Winnie Yu says another 6,000 staff will join the action if the government refuses to accept the demand. They would include essential personnel.
Our expectation of the impact is about 10% of HA staff will participate. So we expect that the emergency service would be also have impact.
There were mixed views among patients towards the strike. 22-year-old Yo-Yo is suffering from a chronic disease. She says she has to go to the hospital to get an injection every month, but she says she supports the strike because the government is not doing enough to protect the medical workers. This woman, however, says she doesn't think health professionals should use a strike to force the government to close the border. She thinks they're politicizing the matter and putting patients' health at risk. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the government's decisions to shut down more border crossings has nothing to do with the strike. She also has some tough words for those behind the campaign, saying anyone who thinks they could use such an extreme way to put pressure on the government will not succeed.
I spoke with Joseph Lee, who is the lawmaker for the health sector in Hong Kong's Legislative Council, and I first asked about the current conditions in hospitals right now.
Well, up to this moment, I can see from various media indicated that there are more than thousands of health workers are on strike. Obviously, some of the healthcare services might be affected, but we have to reiterate that calling for strikes is a kind of measures which aiming at not affecting the patient care or healthcare service, but to alarm the government that the government is not doing well or even doing nothing to stop potential visitors and bringing those pathogens across the border and influx into Hong Kong. And if the government have do this very well and have a vigilant and stringent measures to stop this, that will ease the currently overloaded public currently very overloaded public health services system in Hong Kong.
Is the same situation applied for the private sector as well?
Well, my understanding is that most of the health professionals joining this industrial strike in Hong Kong today is from the public sector. And I have no information at this moment whether how many they are from private sector.
But, and what about the local communities? What is the situation for preparation for this outbreak?
Well, as far as the local community is concerned, people in Hong Kong are now staying vigilant while fighting against this new coronavirus, trying to stop any kind of community outbreak by participating actively in protecting themselves, especially when they are go in the public or other areas, overcrowded areas. Unfortunately, the current situation is quite worrying in Hong Kong simply because the lacking supply of face surgical masks and also some of these sterilizers, hand sterilizers, and that kind of situations. And in this kind of situation, the SAR government is lacking of leadership and coordination in assuring the public that how the stocks of face masks will be adequate for public use, and how would the stocks will be coming in the future, make sure that individual health measures or hygienic measures can be safeguarded. It's disappointing that for the past week, people in Hong Kong are running for various sources, sourcing for face masks and sanitizers, but the government in Hong Kong will stay inert in providing any kind of information or even a substantial price to assure Hong Kong people that the supply of surgical masks is adequate and people will not be panicked for wanting for surgical masks in Hong Kong.
But regarding all the strikes, do you think it is responsible for these medical workers to go on strike when the city itself is frankly facing a public health crisis?
Well, that would be a kind of controversial ironic issue. On one hand, I think most health professionals are well prepared and are willing to fight for this infectious disease. And on the other hand, they are very worried, even though they are very hardworking and willing to fight for this infectious disease, that's the NCoV virus in Hong Kong. But if the infected cases are escalated because the government do not stop visiting Hong Kong, that will cause a lot of problems. So with no choice, I think most of the frontline health professionals in Hong Kong call for strike, these kind of strategies to alert the government, aiming at government and giving pressure to the government to stay vigilant and try to stop any visitors bringing these pathogens, this virus, cross border and influx into Hong Kong, which might as a result and overload the currently already very high-risk public health system.
How long do you expect, as the lawmaker for the health sector, the strike is going to last?
Well, it is anticipated that the industrial, because at this moment, the government is reluctant to have any discussion with the frontline health workers and the association who are calling for strikes. it would be very disappointed that the government is quite reluctant at this stage to enter into any kind of negotiation or discussion. And as one of the trade union anticipated that the strike will last for 5 days. And so I guess the most important thing at this moment is the SAR government is willing to face-to-face talk with the frontline health workers so that we have a kind of reassurance and make sure that the situation is in control.
Do you think that the government of Carrie Lam will change their stance because of these strikes?
It is quite obvious that for the past 6 months, the current administration is quite reluctant to listen to the voices of Hong Kong people. As you can see, now, even though the health workers are called for strikes, and people in Hong Kong are quite understandable because they do note that the reason why the Hong Kong health professional are calling for a strike is to protect the public health and try to minimize community outbreak. But unfortunately, the SAR government is quite reluctant to discuss the situation with the frontline workers. So might make the situation quite worse as far as the community outbreak, the risk of community outbreak is concerned. If visitors from high-risk area or infected area in China continuously visiting Hong Kong right now.
You and other lawmakers in the Legislative Council have been critical of the decisions that Carrie Lam's government had made on the coronavirus, such as partially closing the border with China. Why do you think these measures are inadequate?
Well, I guess up to this moment, it would be totally disappointed that Carrie Lam's government, well, is basically focused on political consideration, well, not to tighten the control of the border checkpoint instead of based on scientific evidence. And we will make people in Hong Kong quite disappointing or even agony that the government is not doing the right thing to protect people in Hong Kong. So as a lawmaker, especially representing health services, I am quite disappointed that, Carrie Lam's government is not making a right decision, not protecting the Hong Kong's people, and not trying to even protect the frontline health workers.
The main demand for this strike, and obviously from you and other pan-democrat lawmakers, is the full closure of Hong Kong's border with China. This has been described by Carrie Lam over the weekend as quote-unquote discriminatory. And for you, as the lawmaker for the health sector, what are your thoughts on this?
It would be very astonished that the claim for Carrie Lam's government trying to justify not closing the border is based on a kind of discrimination because the WHO might be worrying about these things. As you can see, other countries like the USA, Italy, and other countries has already closing the border to protect their own citizens. And I don't think Carrie Lam's argument is well justified because we are not trying to discriminate anyone. We are in the notion of protecting public health and stop potential infected person coming into Hong Kong, be it Chinese people, overseas people, or around. That is the kind of right public measures, right measures to protect public health. And what we are trying to argue for is not just totally closing the boundary. What we are arguing for is to stop visitors. They are potentially infected or from high-risk area, not allowed to visit in Hong Kong. If people are from these areas returning back to Hong Kong, they are Hong Kong citizens. We have already had very stringent and rigid measures like border checkpoints, health checks, fast testing, even quarantine, that kind of measure to protect the people in Hong Kong. So why just trying to misled people that we are not able to close the border, that would lead to discrimination, that kind of situation.
And my final question for this is, how concerned should we be over this coronavirus overseas, such as in New Zealand?
Well, I guess this is the result of the Chinese government and trying not to reveal the whole picture. Previously, in the last December, so caused a lot of trouble. As you can see, the spread of this new coronavirus is not just in China, but all over the world. And that would cause a lot of problem. That's why most of the country are trying to instill stringent close border measures to prevent this new coronavirus going into their own country. That is the measures to protect public health.
That was me talking to Hong Kong Legislative Council member Joseph Lee. Just an hour after I spoke to him, the Hong Kong government further stepped up in tightening border control measures, closing all but three border points, including the airport, saying the move will protect the city from a wider outbreak of the coronavirus. Chief Executive Lam said the decision to severe more connections with the mainland is not related to the strikes and those using quote-unquote extreme actions to try to force the government's hand will not succeed. The same evening also saw talks between the hospital authority, the body that manages Hong Kong's hospitals, and the union break down after just 20 minutes. When the HA's chief executive, Tony Koh, rejected the union's demands to issue a public statement from urging the government to impose a full border shutdown and a promise for management not to seek retribution against any staff members who joined the strike. The union has announced as a response they will escalate their industrial action today, meaning around 9,000 medical workers will be set to go on strike.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.